USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders confirming a phone call between President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The pair discussed a range of topics, including the end of the two-year-long investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sanders saying the administration won't let incidents like that happen again.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole-of-government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of, like they did in 2016, just letting it happen.
Stocks are back up after news that the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, the lowest number it's been since December of 1969. The Dow gained 197 points and closed Friday at 26,505. The Nasdaq was up 127 points to set a new record close of 81.64. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Davenport, Iowa is still dealing with record flooding as the Mississippi River continues to rise. The river will likely hit 22.7 feet on Friday, the highest level since 1993. Davenport officials say they've started pushing sewage into rivers after wastewater treatment plants reach their capacity, and the governor has declared a state of disaster in 61 of the 99 counties in Iowa. President Trump makes his prediction on who he will be running against in 2020. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy Sleepy why? Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
him. So you think
Obama.
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I hope, you know, I wish him well. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana in more states, some people thought that the black markets for the drug would go away. But is that the case? Kevin Savitt is the president of Smart Approach to Marijuana, and he shares what happened in Colorado after pot became legal.
Well, drug dealers love legalization. They get, well, because they get to undercut the legal price. So the government, in all its wisdom, taxes marijuana, thinking that it can pay for schools, which, by the way, it's not paying for any of that because the tax revenue is pennies. And the drug dealers, they're not going to go to dental school when pot is legalized. They diversify and they lower their prices. They still make a hefty profit.
And regarding crime rates, Savitt tells Fox News,
the crime rate has gone up in legalized states, and even Gavin Newsom in California, who loves marijuana and actually ran on it, he is now sending in the National Guard, if you can believe it. He's called on Trump's National Guard to come into California for these illegal grows, because they're everywhere. They're destroying the water supply, energy. It's a huge environmental concern, public lands. It's a really big issue.
And finally, as far as this being a states' rights issue, Savitt believes?
I don't really believe in states' rights for marijuana, because it affects other states. You know, Colorado growing 5 times more marijuana than they can legally consume. That gets exported to Idaho and Wyoming. They didn't vote for this. So, you know, a lot of people are saying it's a states' rights thing. It's not states' rights at all, because we're getting all the extra marijuana. They're growing way more marijuana than they can legally consume.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1802 when Washington, D.C. is incorporated as a city. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.